Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm Guy Bauer, and every Saturday, 12 o'clock, okay, let's call it live at 12:05. It's The Good Life from the Odyssey Good Life Studio. Max on the board, and hey, you heard that spot for the ninth floor Wichita? This beautiful venue and event center, and now a brand new restaurant. It's a members club, but it's open for lunch during the day. And the new hours coming out March 3rd. Mondays are to-go only from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And Tuesday through Friday, it's dine-in or to-go from 11 a.m. to 1:30. And tonight is the soft opening, if you will, of the great restaurant. The Petroleum Restaurant will ultimately be a members-only club benefit when there's a big wedding going on in the main venue area. So I can't wait to go see that. That'll be fun. Let's see. We've talked a little bit with my guest Sylvia Baugh about some ideas of veggies with wine. Sylvia, we talked a little bit about grilling. What about some of the other methods of cooking your vegetables that will make them pop and make it really something fun to put with wine?
I think roasting is also very interesting because we are still not summer yet. So a lot of comfort food like pumpkin, butternut. So if we roast the veggies, the sweetness of the vegetable usually comes out. In that case, if we pair the roasted vegetables with wine, we need a little bit more residual sugar in the wine. For example, an off-dry Riesling or an Alsace Pinot Gris would be perfect. And maybe in some cases, a white Zinfandel, but that's very sweet for my taste, but if you have the carrots or pumpkins, it can be very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, everybody poo-poos white Zin, but not only is it inexpensive, but I did a sit-down private food and wine pairings tasting at Behringer Winery years ago. And they had several of their wines available to sample and taste and with all these different food items. And everybody voted on which one went best with everything or with whatever the specific food was. And at the end, it was unanimous that the white Zin went with every food item. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
What about stir frying, our favorite Asian way to prepare food? I think, you know, stir frying is one of those things, whether you're using sesame oil, olive oil, butter, you can really modify or enhance the vegetable and complement the wine and food pairing.
I think stir frying is also a tricky one because with stir frying, the flavors of one dish get really complex, but also very well integrated. So I would say a Gewürztraminer or a Moscato or Musca with a lot of floral and spicy aromas will balance with the stir fry, the strong aromas of the dish. And also Gewürztraminer, usually it's low in acidity and with a little bit more body, because stir fry will give the dish a bit of oily texture, mouthfeel. So I would say Gewürztraminer is the to-go choice for stir-fried dishes.
Yeah, I like Gewürz really well, and it pairs with some spicy food, Indian cuisine, that kind of thing. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just, well, it's a lot of fun. I think when we talk about raw vegetables, though, it can be a challenge. We touched on that with talking about the salads, for example. But I think there's so much you can do and make it such that it will go with most any wine of lighter body and usually something not big and bold and red. Your thoughts on the dressing that you use with a salad? Are you a fan of, well, if I was going to use vinegar, I'd use rice wine vinegar, a little bit more sweetness, a little less pungent. But like I said before, I like to use fresh lime, lemon, citrus, orange juice out of a fresh squeezed big golden colored orange. What are some of the things that you like to consider when pairing wine with a salad?
Also, I think the lemon is a good choice because, like you said, with white vinegar, it's a bit tricky because it gives the salad the tangy, zesty, a bit sour flavor. So, but if you do that, you can also choose a very neutral and slightly acidic wine like Pinot Grigio, which is a very, very neutral and very crisp white. With lemon or the fresh herbs, the choice is, I would say, much wider. Like I said, Vermentino is my favorite salad white wine, but also the Provence Rosé is also very good with the fresh herbs, lemon, and the balsamic vinegar, mm-hmm. but not aged for a long time.
Yeah, well, the freshness of a pink wine from Provence is something that I think is, it's not just for summer, it's for any time of the year, and it's a great match with salads. What about if we're doing vegetables that are going to end up getting a sauce? Let's say we oven roasted some broccoli, and we're going to add a creamy cheese sauce. How would that impact your suggested pairings?
Because the cheese gives the vegetable more creamy and more textured mouthfeel. So I would say in that case, we need to add some body in a wine. So if the vegetable is served with creamy sauce or cheese, we need to pair it with a fuller-bodied white wine or a light-bodied red wine. I would go for an oak Chardonnay or some orange wines if you're adventurous about trying new things. Personally, I love some of those orange wines. And light reds are also good, like Gamay, Beaujolais, and some of those light red from Italy, like Grillo Nino from Piemonte, but that's too geeky for most people.
Yeah, Valpolicello. But I like it. You know, one of the most interesting pairings that I've ever had was pan-roasted in a little bit of olive oil cauliflower, where the florets are broken down into relatively small pieces, and they get caramelized. And it's a rather slow process in a heavy frying pan, a cast iron if you have it. And they get pretty dark, not burnt, but pretty well caramelized. And to me, eating that just plain is wonderful. And there are so many things you can do with that. And it's probably a unique pairing thing because cauliflower is pretty benign. And I had it with some Albariño, and I just thought that was the perfect match.
Yeah, sounds delicious.
Well, you know, it's fun pairing wines with vegetarian dishes or with your veggies that are going on the side of a main plate can add or detract. But for the most part, because I'm, well, we won't describe my wine drinking preferences, but I like everything. How many Greek wines have you played with? And now we're getting off veggie. Let's just talk about some wine and some food pairing.
You mean Greek wines?
Yeah.
I would say I love Greek wines, but it's just most people don't know much about it. And also the Greek wines have usually very long names for people to pronounce. I think Arsitiko is very similar to Sauvignon Blanc, but with more minerality. So you can taste the sea breeze, you can taste Santorini in your glass.
Yeah.
It's herbaceous and very crisp, high in acidity, but with a little bit saline or oyster shell notes. And I think it's a perfect salad and vegetarian pairing wine, but just not for those vegetarian dishes with a thick, heavy sauce. I think for grilled vegetables, like grilled root vegetables, like asparagus or courgettes.
Yeah.
I love that with acetico. And the Greek reds, Shino Mavro and Ashiogitiko, are also very good with vegetarian dishes because they are high in acidity and pretty light. They are similar, kind of similar to Pinot Noir. So with some, like you said, caramelized or charred vegetables, they can be very interesting for those dishes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's pretty fun. I got one more question for you before we let you go. I like beans, pinto beans, black beans, navy beans. There isn't a bean made that I don't like. And generally, I season or cook beans with smoked bacon or with ham. And I think ham is a pretty challenging dish by itself, big slices of smoked ham to pair with wine. But if you add beans, it's not only a mouth texture issue and a flavor issue, it just seems to make it more friendly. If somebody says, I'm having fresh pinto beans with a little ham or bacon, what might you suggest?
I would still say Chardonnay is the most accessible and the safe choice of pairing with beans, because beans are protein, right? They have a rich texture when you cook it thoroughly. So Chardonnay is usually rounder and richer on the palate. So it goes pretty well with beans. Yeah. And if you add a sprinkle of bacon, it can also work well with oaked Chardonnay.
Yeah, pretty fun. Well, it's been such a treat talking to you, and I hope that some of my listeners will go visit Vinovaz. There's so much to learn. And folks, there's links at Good Life Guy, not only for Vinovaz, but try.vi sommeliers and Sylvia Ba. It's a really interesting, unique food items and wine pairing recommendations. And there's a good bit of Asian influence there. There's duck. There's just a couple of great cheeses. There's chicken vindaloo. And I love spice. And there's probably nothing more difficult to pair wine with than a really spicy chicken or beef vindaloo. And oftentimes a cold draft beer is probably my first choice. But go look at some of this stuff. Again, check out the links of Good Life Guy. And Sylvia, I also have on the schedule for next month Matthew Cox talking about wine storage and spoilage and things like that. That ought to be a lot of fun. I'm so glad we got to talk to you. I hope you enjoy the evening in Paris, as they say. And someday I hope our paths cross. I'd love to cross in Paris. That would be fun.
Yeah, welcome.
Well, cool. Have a great night, and look forward to having you on the show again in the future.
Thank you for having me. Have a great one.
Okay, take care. Folks, you got to go look at Vinovaz. You've got to go to some of the links at goodlifeguy.com. There is a beautiful link to the article that Sylvia wrote called Garden Meets Grapes, Elevating Vegetable Dishes with Perfect Wine Pairings. And there's going to be some people that say there is no perfect wine pairing with vegetables. I disagree, especially if the veg is a side dish to roast chicken, to a well-cooked steak, things like that. And again, check out some of the other links. It'll take you to not only Vinovaz, but some more information about Sylvia, and have fun. The bottom line with food and wine pairing is eat what you like, drink what you like with it, and enjoy the good life. And we'll take a break and come back and continue to do that. I'll tell you all about the wine of the week and some fun things coming up. Don't run off.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.